Hello, I'm Gil, and today I'm going to try to explain to you the builder design pattern. So the builder design pattern, similarly to the factory, it is similar, but it's a bit more complex. So remember the factory, where in the factory it's kind of like a constructor, so you just ask for a class, and it's going to give you a subclass of a different type. Now with the builder, it's used for more complex objects. So imagine that you have an object that has a lot of parameters and you want to get an object with a certain number of parameters without having to access the constructor or doing everything from the object. We can create a separate class or method or function that will create the object for us. So we just set the parameters. So let's say for the ice cream example, let's say I have an ice cream, and the ice cream can have a flavor, and it can also have a number of scoops. So let's say I want to build a chocolate ice cream with 2 scoops. So I'm going to get the builder, and I'm going to ask the builder to set the flavor as chocolate. And I'm also going to set the scoops to be 2. And that's all from the builder object. Now, then when I call build from that object, the builder is going to give me the ice cream object with all those parameters. This is really useful for tests. And yeah, that's it. Advantages is that we have a separate function or class that only deals with creating the object, so that's cool. And it's a very clean API, depending on how you do it. Well, I like it. I hope you learned something. See you in the next one.